What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll continue our ongoing look at the use of Indiana Avenue music samples in hip-hop. The music of Avenue artists has been sampled by some of the biggest names in rap music, including Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, and others. Through sampling, these artists have spread the music of the Avenue to new generations of music fans around the globe. For the next hour, we'll take a deep dive into the work of two Naptown acts, the Vanguards and the Ebony Rhythm Band, also known as Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign. We'll get things started with music from the Ebony Rhythm Band. Earlier this year, an Ebony Rhythm demo recording titled Vanilla Fudge was sampled by the hip-hop super duo of Black Thought and Danger Mouse. Black Thought is known for his work with the hip-hop band The Roots and is widely regarded as one of the most skilled MCs in the history of rap music. And Danger Mouse is a critically acclaimed producer, best known for his work with Gnarls Barkley. The Ebony Rhythm sample was featured on the title track of their debut album, Cheat Codes.
It's a beast mode, K9T show, cheat code, playing with unlimited free throws, playing their feet, move faster than a Capri stroke.
Here's the sample from Ebony Rhythm's Vanilla Fudge. Vanilla Fudge has been sampled in other hip-hop tracks too, including a 2010 release from the Brazilian rapper Damino.
Salve os mano, salve as mina, salve a todos que ainda acredita. Hey Vila Missionária, no rap tô firmão. Os fracos não tem vez, e os de mentira também não. Chicão, bola, zoião e suco, vitória aos guerreiros. Tamo junto, vagabundo. Das ruas da Kipnis aos prédios da Vila Conceição. De Blue CG, subindo e descendo luso.
Let's listen to the original from 1969. This is the Ebony Rhythm Band with Vanilla Fudge. That was the Ebony Rhythm Band with Vanilla Fudge. On this week's show, we're exploring the use of Indiana Avenue music in hip-hop. In 1973, Ebony Rhythm issued their debut album. That album was sampled twice by the New York rap group Third Bass. Their 1990 single, Product of the Environment, sampled the Ebony Rhythm track, Get On Off Me. Let's listen to the original recording by Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign.
Sanity.
Okay, this is take two.
Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign with Get On Off Me. That track was sampled by the rap group Third Bass for their 1990 single, Product of the Environment. In 2015, WFYI's Cal Long spoke with Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign's bass player, Lester Johnson. During their interview, Lester shared his thoughts on sampling.
On the topic of hip-hop, I wanted to ask you a question. Around 1990, a younger generation of music fans around the world started getting interested in classic funk music and using that to make their own hip-hop productions through sampling. And your band has been sampled many times by Third Bass, Product of the Environment. How did you feel when you first heard that track?
I was flattered because they used it. I was kind of bummed because I didn't get paid.
Yeah. Understandable. How do you feel about sampling in general? Do you think that's a valid music making technique?
I do not use sampling. I play along. I've become adept with sequencing, and I do use it in the studio. I don't like to do it much live, mainly because as a musician, I like to interact. I can interact with a loop or a sequence, but it cannot interact with me.
Okay.
So for me, it's kind of like some of those things I will use. Now, when I sample, I tend not to sample music at all. If I sample, it will be something that will be a natural artifact, like wind, noises, sounds of nature. I will sample and use these kinds of things sparingly for things that I think that I can integrate them into a project for realism. But as far as sampling other people's music, I don't personally do it.
Third Bass also sampled Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign on their 1990 single, Brooklyn, Queens. That track used the horn parts from Ebony Rhythm's 1973 recording, Get It On.
Real cool, 'cause Brooklyn's cool. Friday, June, the last day of school. Girls step into the mall to swing, setting up dollars for their summer fling.
Let's listen to the original recording by Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign. That was Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign with Get It On. The drums of Matthew Watson provided Ebony Rhythm with one of the most distinctive elements of their sound. Up next, we'll hear a track that samples Watson's drums. But first, let's hear Ebony Rhythm bassist Lester Johnson sharing his thoughts on Watson's unique sound.
Matthew was an innovator from day one. I played with a lot of drummers, and other than old man Henry Hart, who to this day I revere, nobody was as creative as I'd ever played with Matthew. Now, though, I'll tell people this. Matthew was a very creative guy, but from a bass player's point of view, he was very difficult to play with because he had excellent time. He had excellent articulation. He didn't slow down or speed up, but he played so much, you had to find a way to fit your bass part or lines around what he did.
Yeah, his playing's very intricate on the record you guys cut. It's very intricate.
He did. He would do very sophisticated flams and paradiddles and a lot of sophisticated stuff that he had learned in orchestra. Then he translated it into funk. But that made my job kind of hard because I had to create bass lines that would fit around his playing. But the good part was that resulted in us having a distinctive sound.
In 2019, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Matthew Watson. Watson recalled that his unique style was influenced by his experience with the Short Ridge High School Marching Band and the music of James Brown.
Once I went to high school, because I was willing to play cymbals, I ended up being in the A band and the orchestra as a freshman. So nobody wanted to play the cymbals. I did. That was my first instrument in high school. And then by the time I was a sophomore, I had moved on up to snare drum. And then I became right guy. And if you know in a marching band, that's the guy who lines up the lines, keeps them straight, make sure that nobody moves faster. So even though I couldn't read as well as the other guys, I had this spunk and stamina and whatever that was. So I learned all of my rudiments, and I understand how to I knew my triplets and my doubles and all of that stuff. So I started incorporating those things into how I played because there was no instructions. There was no instructions and no funk. But I learned how to come up with my own concept of how to do what I was doing. I could explain it to somebody who understood what a quarter note is. See, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. 1e and a 2e and a 3e and a 4e and a. Well, where I come from, they told me if you couldn't say it, you couldn't play it. So if you couldn't explain to somebody what it is you're doing, then how are you doing it? You just ain't. And, of course, James Brown's drummers. My God. Yes, James Brown's drummers. Man. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Watson's drums were featured prominently on Ebony Rhythm's 1969 single, Soul Heart Transplant. That drum break was sampled in 2017 on a track titled Be Strong by the British drum and bass artist Nebula. Soul Heart Transplant was the debut single for Ebony Rhythm Band. The record's flip side featured a track titled Drugs Ain't Cool. Lester Johnson shared his memories of making that record during a 2015 interview with WFYI's Kyle Long.
I remember you told me a sort of turning point in the band's career, and possibly this was your first opportunity to record, correct me if I'm wrong, but was a contest sponsored by the mayor's office here in Indianapolis to write an anti-drug theme song.
That's very true. At that time, to show you how long ago this was, Richard Lugar was then the mayor of Indianapolis. He had an anti-drug contest, and he wanted people to submit songs as slogans for the anti-drug contest. So in 1968, we went in Omid Studios over on 10th Street, Les Omid, and we recorded a song that we made up literally almost on the spot. And we decided we would have one side of the single was called Drugs Ain't Cool, and the other side was called Soul Heart Transplant. Mm-hmm. So we recorded our little song. We didn't really rehearse it very much. We didn't have much hopes. We just thought, well, we get in this thing, but the prize was $500. Well, $500 in 1968 to us was a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. So we submitted it, and much to our surprise, we won. And we were paid $500 in cash.
Yeah.
In cash. And we immediately went out and bought a whole lot of marijuana.
From 1969, this is the Ebony Rhythm Band with Soul Heart Transplant. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more Naptown hip-hop samples after this short break.
Get it on, now at Lyric Records with the Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign.
If I close my eyes.
The Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign with a great new album featuring Reach For It.
You say.
The Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign on Uni Records and tapes now at Lyric Records. Lyric Records downtown, 113 North Illinois. At Speedway Shopping Center, at Southern Plaza, at Eastgate, and at Lafayette Square. Lyric Records with five places to get Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
This is the fourth edition of our ongoing series exploring the use of Indiana Avenue music samples in hip-hop. The music of Avenue artists has been sampled by some of the biggest names in rap music, including Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, and others. During the first half of this week's show, we focused on the music of Ebony Rhythm Funk Campaign. For the remainder of the program, we'll take a deep dive into the work of the Vanguards. Earlier this year, WFYI's Kyle Long recovered a lost Vanguards recording. The recording was found in a collection of tapes that belonged to the Naptown songwriter Tony Black. Among those recordings was a lost Vanguards track titled Never Never, featuring vocals from Elaine Livingston. Last month, that track was sampled by the Chicago hip-hop producer Maker. But the original Vanguards recording has never been shared publicly until now. Let's hear an excerpt. Next, we'll listen to Maker's version. This is Never Say Never, featuring vocals from the rapper Choosy.
Look, try to fall back, caught in a trance, yeah. Hey, tripping on how you do laps, all in my damn head. Guarding my feelings, they harder to catch, cause of my last ex. Think it's a problem, but how you know that? What is your ass? Get relaxed. That's what your hands said. Rubbing the back of my head and my back. Didn't get past it. Remember the feeling like I used to catch. I'm saying I think we a match. I mean it just fell in my lap. And I'ma tell that's it. Cause I got the one. I ain't denying it once. Never a light on my luck. My lady be shining so bright. It reminded the sun that it's time to get up.
That was Maker with Never Say Never. That track featured a sample from the legendary Naptown soul act, The Vanguards. In 2010, Maker sampled the famous Vanguards ballad, Somebody Please. Somebody Please was a big hit for the Vanguards in 1969. Over the years, Somebody Please has been performed and sampled by dozens of musicians. The song was first covered in 1969 by the R&B singer Billy Keane.
Mommy!
Somebody Please has been recorded by several prominent soul singers, including KC and JoJo of Jodeci.
I got a story that I want to tell you. Yeah, oh yeah. Somebody, I need some help. Let me tell you my story. Somebody please give me just a minute.
But Somebody Please has had its greatest impact among the Mexican American community of Los Angeles. Somebody Please has been recorded and sampled by major artists in Chicano music. The first Chicano version of the song can be found on the 1971 album Let Us Be Heard, Chicanos Explode in Concert, as performed by the Velords. The song continues to be performed by Chicano artists today. Last year, Somebody Please was recorded by David Hidalgo, a founding member of Los Lobos. Somebody Please is among the most sampled tracks in Chicano gangster rap. We'll hear a few examples now. Here's a version from Mexico's Lingo M.
Sabes que no vales nada, a la chingada, hay muchas palabras que no dicen nada. La vida baja en los barrios, así es, loco, con mi carnal, girando esos dados. Cuidado, dos añitos, madrazos en mi loco lado. Envenenado, y te quedas ahí tirado, pensando en qué va a pasar, esto no va a parar. Sigo caminando y no pienso quedarme atrás.
From the year 2000, this is Lil Blackie.
Yeah, we gon' send this one out to all them busters out the up on the head. Fools that be just straight smoking fools for no apparent reason. Know what I mean? Yeah, time to get down.
My cell's ringing off the hook about 10 o'clock. They break me off the news, my little homie got shot. They say he got caught slipping in the hood. He caught three to the chest and he wasn't doing good. He lasted 8 hours till he passed on in the waiting room at General just before dawn.
From 2003, this is Mr. Capone E.
This goes out to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? It's been through some struggles. We're going through some struggles. Somebody please. That's right. Wanna do it like this. On an oldie note. Yeah.
Somebody please. Somebody Please continues to be sampled by hip-hop artists today. Last month, the New York MC Flea Lord sampled Somebody Please on a track titled Last of the Real.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Woo. Driving down the beach. Big iron by my feet. Rolling choppers for the dead. Homies dying by the week. Shots flying out the Jeep. Not crying about the streets, you know me. And my woes like lions on the beat.
Somebody Please was first released on the Naptown label Lamp Records in 1969. In 2017, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Lamp Records founder Herb Miller and the Vanguard's lead vocalist James Davis. They discussed the song's rise from a local favorite to a national Billboard hit.
Okay. So Somebody Please went to 49 on the charts, on the Billboard R&B charts in 1969. It was on the chart for 3 weeks. And I know in some of the regional markets, like in Ohio and even as far as Florida, that was a hit record. So even without the national distribution, this song was getting major airplay and on the charts in local markets?
Yes.
Yeah. How did that happen? Just word of mouth, or did you send the record out to stations?
No, I sent the record out to stations. And I don't really remember, James, doing the Southern tour down in Georgia and and all. But that's how I did it. See, I had the indie record distributing company distribution thing. So I was in contact with a lot of the distributors. And then I was doing some promotions at that time. And with the William Morris Agency, and we were bringing through the Defiance Club a lot of the talent here, you know, major artists. And with that contact, you know, then I was able to make some distribution contacts and, you know, contact this person here. I'll make sure they get the, you know, you get played. And so that's how we made our start.
Sure. Reverend Davis, what do you remember about that record taking off? I'm sure you started hearing reports that Somebody Please was getting chart action.
I remember after, that's why we got a short version and a long version. When it went to Double Shot out in California, they made a short version of it. The long version, which is the best, mm-hmm. really, came out first here in locally. Went to number one, stayed number one for almost ever. Then Double Shot picked it up out there, made a short version, and it came right back across the country, back to us again, and hit again in Indianapolis again, a second time. So that's why you see a long version, a short version.
That's interesting. What was your reaction at the time? Like, how were people responding to this song when you would sing it?
When I would sing it?
Yeah.
I remember crying to Herb because they were ripping off my ruffles off shirt and stuff. And I was trying to apologize to Herb. Herb said, no, let him take it. Let him take it. And Herb said, I'll get you another shirt. I didn't know that, you know, people would go that nuts, you know. Yeah. Wow. Said, let him take it.
And Reverend Davis, I asked you about this last time. That song really took hold in Southern California.
Yeah.
And people sing that, have translated that song into Spanish.
I know.
And perform in Spanish. How does that make you feel when you see that song? How it's affected this community of people.
The Hispanics really love that song. And it's amazing to me when I look on my computer and see them now. I say, oh my Jesus, they still like that song, you know.
Hombre que yo amo se fue de mi lado, sí se fue. Y ahora estoy aquí.
the first time I learned how even to perform it, we was down in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a guy in a. We stopped to eat in a little restaurant, little Greasy Spoon, and it had a jukebox in it. I really didn't know how to perform the song, other than you know. And I saw this guy laying up on the jukebox. He wasn't letting nobody play anything on that jukebox but Somebody Please. And they were playing it over and over. And I looked at this guy. I said, that's the way it should be performed. In other words, he was brokenhearted, obviously. Of course, I was brokenhearted when I wrote it. So I took that as a cue to realize that's the way it's got to be said all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I started to act seriously,
right,
as if my heart was always
broken.
But it was broken at the time I wrote Dear John Letter.
So you were in a diner somewhere, and you saw, and some guy was playing your song on the jukebox, and you just observed his mannerisms.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. He didn't know we was the Vanguards. We were just trying to find a place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to the Vanguards' original 1969 recording of Somebody Please. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for joining us for the fourth edition of our ongoing look at the use of Avenue music samples in hip-hop. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.